Abundant grace of God be upon us.
我们大家打开希伯来书第十一章。
We want to turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter
11. 我们再读第三十二节。
We want to read again verse 32.
翻到了每一个人一同开声来读。
After we have opened
希伯来书第十一章，我们读第三十二节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32.
一二三。参孙耶夫他、大卫、撒母耳。和众先知的事，时候就不够了。我们低头吧。
Let us pray。
我求你照样在今天赐福给我们，如同你在过去的聚会一样，你显出你的宝座，你给我们感受你的同在，你的话刺扎我们的心里，使我们更深入了解你的心意。奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。上个礼拜我们讲谁呀？
Last week we were
讲谁？讲耶夫他。
Jephthah。
耶夫他是一个非常悲惨的人。
Jephthah led a very horrifying life.
出身不容易。
He had a humble beginning.
母亲是妓女。
His mother was a prostitute.
家庭反对他。
His family was against him.
他坎坷痛苦。
His life was very tough.
就会被人赶出家门。
And he was chased away.
自己人赶走他的时候。
When these people chased him away.
讲出一句非常非常羞耻的话。
This is something that humiliated him greatly.
你们在我的家业里面是没有份的。
That you have no part in our inheritance.
不过是为了物质的事情，把人情之间的关系把它破坏掉。
In other words, they destroyed the relationship because of material gains.
既然有人为了物质、为了产业，把他自己父亲的孩子把他赶走。
There are people who will do that against their own siblings.
而当有关这一类人从耶夫他的口讲出来的时候。
But when these things are repeated by Jephthah,
他对那些仇敌说：“为什么你来侵犯我的国、我的地呢？”
He asked his enemies, "Why are you here to attack my land?"
当我对照这些史据的时候
，When I contrast these phrases,
我看见耶夫他的兄弟是正统家庭合法的成员，但是是小人之辈。
I see that the brothers of Jephthah, although they were from Orthodox family, but they were despicable.
耶夫他虽然身份背景是很羞耻的，但是他有君子之心。
But on the other hand, Jephthah had a despicable background, but he was a true gentleman.
全民是我的国民。
The entire people was to be his people.
全国的疆界是我的土地。
The entire territory was to be his land.
他们说你不能在这家，你赶出去，因为你不准在我家业里面有份。
Although his brothers say you are to leave our house because you have no part in this.
你看有的人就像小人一样，斤斤计较着那些非常小的范围的土地。
You see, a lot of people are like this. They take care of small little things.
但一个做大事的人不是如此。
But this is not the case for a great man.
君子的心。
A heart of a gentleman.
宰相之父。
You will be able to be as wide.
可以乘船。
As if it is a big river.
一个人一定要有伟大的胸怀。
Like a person with a great heart.
才能做伟大的工作
，can only do great things。
一个人要有像海沙一样无量的心肠
，a person should have a heart that is wide，
才能治理海沙一样无量的百姓。
Before he can rule over people that are as numerous as the sand，
就是圣经很清楚给我们看见的一些重要的词句。
These are clear phrases that we see in the Bible。
耶夫他的事情我们已经谈过了
，we already mentioned about Jephthah。
我们重点很清楚的提到。
Clearly, we have emphasized
一个非发生的孩子还是有基本人权。
That a person that is from a humble beginning still have his basic human rights.
一个千年产生的果子还是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Although he was a fruit of adultery, he was still made in the image of God.
所以我们不可以因为一个人是在富翁的家里生出来，对他特别奉承。
And so we ought not to be take care of only people from a rich family.
我们也不可以为那些贫穷的家庭产生歧视。
And then despise those who are from poorer families.
因为神可以使穷乏的人被高举起来，坐在王子的座位上。
Because God can lift the poor to sit on the throne of a prince.
上帝照样可以使富家子弟落魄，变成非常可怜的穷汉。
In the same manner, God can make a rich man's son to be a very poor person.
耶夫他是一个非常好的例子。
Jephthah was a very clear example.
给我们看见人人都有可能成功。
It tells us that every one of us can succeed.
神可以使用我们。
God can use us.
超越我们一切可怕的环境。
In a manner that transcends our horrifying environment.
神是有能力的。
Because he is powerful.
今天我们进到另外一个人的生平中间。
We want to talk about another person.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
大卫。
is the baby.
我相信我们每个人对大卫的事情是非常了解。
I believe that all of us are familiar with the
time of David. 我们从主日学就听大卫的故事。
We've heard his story from Sunday school.
很多人一提到大卫，就马上想他跟哥利亚的关系，就是。
Many people remember him and Goliath.
或者他跟八十八的关系。
Or Bathsheba.
所以一方面想到哥利亚，一方面想到八十八，好像大卫就是这两件事。
As if David is only about these two persons.
其实大卫圣经最重要的两句话。
But there are two important phrases about David.
一句记在旧约。
One is in the Old Testament.
一句记在新约。
One in the New.
一句是神对他的评语。
One is the command.
另外一句是人对他的评语。
The second one is from men.
就是神对他讲什么话呢？
What did God say about David?
他是合我心意的人。
God said David was a man after his own heart.
人对他评论什么呢？
What about men?
他遵行完了上帝的旨意就睡觉。
That he slept after he was obedient with the will of God.
这两句话把它配合起来。
When we put these two phrases together,
整个大卫的人生很概括性的描写出来。
It is a good summary of the life of David.
大卫是个寻求神心意、明白神心意、遵行神心意的人。
David was a person who sought after the will of God, understood the will of God, and was obedient.
当他寻求神心意的时候
，When he sought after the will of God,
寻求到一个地步，连神都承认。他是合神心意的。
He was seeking after God so much that even God admits that he is pleasing to him.
当他遵行神心意的时候
，When he was obedient to the will of God,
遵行到一个地步，行完了才睡觉，才死了。
He was so obedient that he reached the end of his life and slept.
这样的一个人生是非常有价值的人生。
This is indeed a life of value.
因为在地上为天上而活。
He was living for heaven when he was on earth.
他的人间为神而活。
He was living for God among men.
在复杂的社会层次中间，看见神的宝座在他的生命里面。
In the complexity of our life, he sees the throne of God within his life.
大卫的灵性，大卫的信仰。
The spirituality and faith of David.
真正可以做我们千古万代的榜样。
Truly could be our example for generations to come.
这不是说大卫没有毛病。
It doesn't mean that he has no mistakes.
也不等于大卫没有犯罪。
Or that he had never sinned.
因为圣经很清楚记载他两个大的罪恶。
The Bible clearly recorded two great sins.
一个是得意忘形，妄自尊大。
The first one is arrogance.
另外一个借刀杀人，放纵情欲。
The other one is he gave in to his lust and
lust. 神的审判就临到他。
And the punishment of God came.
当代临到他自己切身的时间里面。
Not only did it reach him in his generation,
是他的子孙不能脱离刀剑的刑罚，他好几代。
His descendants for many generations could not escape the sword.
是一个合神心意的人。
So this person after God's own heart,
也有一些时候是不是照着上帝旨意去行。
Also had occasions where he was not obedient.
这个我们看见大卫千千万万不是一个神话的人物。
And we see that he was not a mythological figure.
他是活活生活生生的在我们中间有肉有血的这个世界上的人。
He was a human being like you and I living on earth.
所以我们的软弱，他是身上也可以看得出来。
In other words, our weaknesses could be seen in him.
大卫的软弱。
The weaknesses of David.
圣经是很清楚的，在他的时代就记载下来。
Was recorded clearly even in his time.
这是最清楚的一个记号。
This is the clearest sign.
表示神权在人权之上。
It tells us that God is sovereign over men.
因为大卫身为人的君王
，although David was a king，
既然可以许可人写下他犯罪奸淫的记录
，he allowed others to record his adultery.
这更证明圣经不是人的话，是神的话。
Once again, he affirmed that the Bible is the word of God.
如果圣经是人的话
，if the Bible is man's word，
是谁可以逃脱君王的监视？
Who would dare escape the observation of the king?
没有把这些肮脏不对的事把它过滤掉，就可以记在这文字中间。
Who would be able to record all these filth without filtering?
上帝说这是我的书。
God said this is my book.
我要写下你的肮脏污秽。
And so I will record your filth.
我要写下你犯的罪恶。
I will record your mistakes.
虽然身为君王，你没有权柄干涉我对人类所讲的话。
Although you were the king, you have no authority over what I want to say.
有的人就因为圣经记载过这些败坏的事情。
Some people, because the Bible recorded all these decadence,
他们怀疑圣经是不是上帝的话。
They wonder whether this is indeed the word of God.
我从很年轻的就因为这些事，我确认圣经才是上帝的话。
When I was very young, I affirmed that this is the will of God because of all this.
那我们今天在这些人的错误之上
，Let us rise above all these mistakes.
看神怎么样把大卫的信心成为我们的榜样。
and see how the faith of David could be our example.
大卫的信仰有什么榜样可以讲的呢？
What are the examples in the faith of David?
大卫到底是怎么样的人呢？
What kind of person was he?
大卫生在耶西的家中。
He was born in the family of Jesse.
他是最小最小的孩子。
He was the youngest.
所以从排列来说，
So in terms of order,
位分来说，
In terms of his status,
他是微不足道的一个最小的小孩子。
He would be a sick, insignificant child.
他的神就在这个软弱上显出他的呼召，显出他的恩典，显出他能力的完全。
God manifested the perfection of His power upon the weakness of man.
许多人常常以为自己一定要有一个很好的家世，有很好的出身，他才能被神所用。
Many people think that in order to be used by God, we have to come from a very good upbringing.
神的方法，神的作为不是如此。
But this is not the way the Lord works.
所以当以色列人用他们的民主去选一个君王的时候，
When the Israelites used democracy to select a king,
百姓的能力把撒母耳逼到一个很困难的地步。
The people were forcing Samuel.
所以在这方面，撒母耳代表上帝。
And on one hand, Samuel represented God.
所以另外一方面，有 people's power 来强迫他。
On the other hand, he was forced by the hand of the people.
我们要君王。
We want a king.
我们要像列邦外国一样，有王统治他们的百姓。
Like all other nations, we want a king to rule over us.
撒母耳，我们要立君王。
Samuel, we want a king.
求你为我们立一个君王。
Anoint one for us.
这是民主的声音。
This is democracy.
这是百姓的声音。
The voice of the people.
那个时候，在痛苦中间的撒母耳知道他遇到困难。
Samuel knew he was facing a great difficulty.
他到上帝面前，上帝啊，他们讨厌你，讨厌我，他们要为自己设立君王，怎么办？
He came to God and said, Oh Lord, the people hate you, they hate me, they want a king.
百姓的声音好像给我们民主，或者我们死就算了。
It's as if the people said, Give me democracy or death.
那么上帝就对撒母耳怎么讲呢？
What did God say to Samuel?
他们不是讨厌。
They are not sick of you.
他们是讨厌的。
They are sick of me.
现在他们要王。
Now that they want a king.
这是百姓的声音。
This is the voice of the people.
民主的声音。
The voice of all.
让他吧。
Let them be.
所以上帝对百姓是很民主的。
And so God is very democratic to us people.
给我们民主或者给我们死。
When they say give me democracy or death.
上帝说好，让你民主。
And God said, okay.
当人说给我们民主或者给我们死，邓小平说给你们死。
But Deng Xiaoping said, "You can have that."
所以这是很不一样的一个对话。
It is a different thing to do.
对人的方法。
Towards man,
上帝尊重民权。
God honors our rights.
上帝加上境界。
But he had a warning.
你们要君王吗？
You want a king?
这是民意吗？
This is your voice.
用民意选出君王。
If you select a king from you,
就等于民意要杀死民意。
It means that you want yourself to be killed.
所以圣经告诉民主是给民主杀死的。
The Bible says democracy is killed by democracy.
因为当这些百姓要民主的时候，要民权的时候，要民选王的时候，这个就借着王把他们的民权全部杀掉。
When the people elected a king based on democracy, ironically, the king will kill their democracy.
这是个非常讽刺的一个描写。
This is a very insulting thing.
这就是历史上的政治哲学没有看到的事情。
But you do not see this in philosophical history.
民主杀死了苏格兰。
Democracy killed Socrates.
民主杀死了耶稣基督。
Democracy killed Jesus Christ.
民主更杀死了民主。
And democracy kills itself.
所以圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible says clearly.
全民的意念神是尊重的。
The Lord honored the voice of the people.
这是民主。
This is democracy.
全民的意念是杀死全民有意念的可能的。
But the democracy kills itself.
所以上帝对撒母耳说。
And so God said to Samuel,
你告诉以色列百姓，
Go tell the Israelites,
他们设立的君王，
that after they set up the king,
给他们镇压，
he will oppress them,
给他们加税，
he will tax them,
给他们许多的重担，
he will give them lots of burdens.
所以他们要求的君王就变成结束他们民意的可能。
The king that they want would end the democracy.
是就这样成了。
And this was what it happened.
以色列人很幼稚说好。
The Israelites were naive.
我们有君王。
They said we want a king.
许多时候我们的祷告就是这样。
Many a times this is the way we pray.
我们常常的祷告一些我们根本不知道是什么的东西。
Many a times we pray about things we do not know about.
我们求一些像小猫一样的豺狼给我们。
We ask about things that like wolves.
然后呢，我们自己深受其害而不宣抑制。
And we do not know that we will be hurt by what we are asking.
多少最聪明的人是一个后知后觉的人。
Many people who are very intelligent have only perfect hindsight.
我们不要神的统治。
We do not want the rule of God.
我们就宁可掉在鬼的统治的下面。
We want the rule of the devil instead.
我们不要神的真理。
We do not want the truth of God.
我们掉在人的言论的捆绑的中间。
And we get trapped by the words of men.
以色列第一次的民族运动就产生了结束永远的民族的开始。
The first democratic movement of the Israelites ended democracy.
那我们选一个君王。
We want to select a king.
选谁呢?
Who would be
king? 当然用人的标准，不用神的标准。
Of course, we use human standards.
人不是神，神不是人。
We are not God.
神与人之间有个 qualitative difference.
There is a qualitative difference between God and man.
所以我世人当然用人的标准来选了。
So of course, we use human standards.
君王要带我去打仗。
The king will lead me into battle.
君王要做我的领袖。
The king will be my leader.
君王要做全国的代表。
The king will represent all of us.
君王要产生民族自尊的形象。
The king will give us honor.
君王要使不敬的人是对他尊重。
The king will make everybody respect us.
选出一个人叫做扫罗出来。
So they selected Saul.
扫罗是容貌俊美的人。
Saul was very handsome.
扫罗是高头大马。
And very built.
扫罗的身材魁梧。
With a great body.
扫罗比人更高一个头。
He is one head taller than the normal person.
所以他看什么事情都不必就把自己站高一点，不需要。
He don't have to tiptoe to look at others.
不必像撒该爬树才看见全景。
Or like Zacchaeus to climb the tree.
因为天生就在空中。
He was naturally born tall.
一上就看见整个景象。
And he could see everything.
所以呢，所有的人看应当选这个人做王。
So everybody thought that they ought to select him.
扫罗就这样的很不客气的去当王起来了。
And Saul became the king.
但是他是做王吗？
But was he really a king? He was.
他是像王吗?
Was he like a king?
不是。
No.
他是一个敬畏上帝的王吗?
Was he a king that feared God?
他是有私心的人吗?
Was he selfish?
绝对是。
Yes.
所以当神的命令不带他遵行的时候,
when he do not want to obey the command of God,
马上勇敢抵挡上帝命令而且欺骗撒母耳。
He was bold in objecting to God and he lied to Samuel.
撒母耳年纪已经老了,
Samuel was very old.
但他至少在神面前还是有知觉、有顺服神的先知功能的人。
But he still had prophetic powers before God.
所以他说你不要骗我。
And so he said, do not lie to me.
我听见一些声音告诉我你讲的不对。
I can hear voices telling me you are not telling the truth.
你怎么可以轻慢上帝?
How can you take God
like? 你以为你献祭上帝就喜欢吗?
Do you think God like your sacrifice?
撒母耳就讲了一句圣经中的很重要很重要的原则。
And Samuel said something that's very important in the Bible.
顺命胜于献祭。
Obedience is more important than sacrifice.
大家说一二三， 顺命胜于献祭。 今天的许多人不顺从上帝， 结果多奉献一些钱就贿赂，他以为上帝就会闭口不言。
Today a lot of people are not obedient to God and they think that by giving offering God will be pleased.
神岂像世界不义的审判官？
God is not like the unjust judges of the world.
神岂像这些贪官污吏要些小钱吗？
God is not like a corrupted officer going for small bribes.
如果一个基督徒不肯顺从神的话，
if a Christian is not willing to be obedient,
上帝很不客气地请你把你的奉献拿回去。
God will tell you to take your offering back.
我从来没有用过你奉献的一块钱。
I have never used a single cent of your offering.
而事实说你奉献过的钱以外所有的钱都是我给你。
The fact is that everything apart from your offering came from me.
天地都属耶和华。
The heaven and earth belong to God.
天以天上的天都不够他居住。
The heavens and the heavens above heavens is not
good
enough for you. So do you think that your temper would please him?
因为奉献的钱可以收回他的怒气。
Do you think that you can turn away his wrath by offering?
顺命胜于献祭。
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
这是撒母耳在地上所讲的话最伟大的一句。
This was the greatest thing that Samuel said.
这是全本圣经的总原则。
This is the entire principle of the Bible.
一个奉献的人，
a person that gave himself.
他有尊主的主权， 顺服他的命令， 遵行他的旨意， 作为基础， 才可以奉献。
We have a foundation that's obedient to the will of God and honors his will before he gives himself.
根本没有奉献的资格。
Other than this, you are completely not qualified to give of yourself.
神所要求的不是物质。
God does not want material things.
神要求的是你的心。
God wants your heart.
所以圣经讲了一句最反合心的话语。
The Bible has a paradoxical phrase.
永不后悔的耶和华。
God who never relents.
今天说他后悔立你做王了。
Today says he relented anointing you as king.
Unregrettable God now regret to establish you as king. 扫罗一定要下来。
And so Saul must come down.
这是表示民意所产生的果效是不好的。
It means that things that come from the people may not be good.
虽然民意是最公正的。
Although this is most fair,
公正的民意是建立在有罪的人性上面。
But this democracy is built upon sinners.
所以呢，所有的民主
，and so all democracy
没有办法代替神权里面的真理。
Cannot take over the truth that is represented in the sovereign will of God.
上帝对撒母耳说
，God said to Samuel,
我已经为我预备这个神心意的人代替扫罗做王。
I have already prepared someone that is after my own heart to take his place.
神心意的人
，a person after God's heart.
这个人是谁呢
？Who was this person？
这个人在哪里呢
？Where was he？
谁知道呢
？Who would know？
连撒母耳，上帝的先知、神人都不知道，我总有一个人叫做合神心意的人，到底是谁
？Even the prophet did not know that there's a person in his country that is after God's heart.
这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
神的心意常常的时候没有到是隐藏的。
It means that before the time comes, it's hidden.
和神心意的人，我们不知道到哪里找到他。
Sometimes we do not know where to find this person.
他是已经存在的。
But he already exists.
你注意看圣经这些原则。
We take careful note of all these principles.
许多很出名的人可能是不合神心意的人。
Many people who are very famous may not be pleasing to God.
许多合神心意的人是没有人知道的人。
And many people who are after God's own heart are not known.
当以利亚说我自己一个人，他们还要杀我，他们要把这个唯一的宗把它除掉的时候，主啊，我为你大发的心留下遗种，你不感谢我吗？
Elijah says that they are going to kill me, the remnant. Why are they doing this to me?
你上帝啊，你不知道我留遗种是为你吗？
God, do you not know that as a remnant, I did it for you?
上帝很不好意思要对他，你自高自大到什么时候呢？
God asked him, how arrogant would you want to be?
实实在在告诉你。
Let me tell you truly.
7,000
7,000 people.
未曾向巴黎亲嘴。
That have not bowed down to Baal.
未曾向巴黎跪拜。
I have not kissed his lips.
你以为只有你一个人吗？
Do you think that you are the only one?
你以为全以色列只有你一个人吗？
Do you think you're the only one in the entire Israel?
我为自己保留了7,000遗种。
I have reserved 7,000 remnants.
是你想象的7,000倍。
7,000 times more than you think.
不过其中之一。
You are only one of them.
上帝绝对不会依靠那些自以为可以为上帝做大功的人。
God will not rely on those who think they can accomplish much for him.
我们常常以为如果这些出名的人死了，上帝的工作就完了。
We often think that if some famous guy died, then the ministry ends.
我找的办事找到一个比人高一个头的扫罗。
I found one Saul taller than everybody else.
其他的最多是高几根头发的。
The rest of the people just slightly taller.
其他最多高一两寸的。
Or maybe one or two inches taller.
上帝，你知道不知道这个人下地狱很难找像这样的人，全世界只有他一个。
Do you not know that this is the only one after searching for so long?
人自己所想的都是自己的羞辱。
We always think only about own humiliation.
永恒的上帝所预备的，我们常常看不见。
We cannot see what the eternal God has prepared for us.
这些东西给我们的教训太多了。
There are so many lessons here.
那么在哪里找这位合神心意的人？
Where was this person to be found?
有没有啊？
Was there a person?
有。
Yes.
怎么知道有呢？
How do we know?
神自己说的。
God said it himself.
上帝怎么会讲错呢？
我已
经预备了一个合我心意的人代替他做王。
I have prepared someone after my own heart to take his place.
你不必怕这个伟大的偶像倒下去。
Do not be afraid that these people are fallen.
你不必怕这些出名的人死掉。
Do not be afraid of the death of these famous people.
有预备。
God has prepared.
那么主啊，这个人在哪里呢？
Oh Lord, where is this person?
上帝不会随便向人显明。
God will not reveal himself easily.
除非那些真正顺服他、敏感的他引导的人。
Unless to the people who are truly sensitive to his guidance. In the entire nation.
上帝只有对一个人说，你去找耶西的家。
God only spoke to one person to go look for Jesse.
上帝对谁讲呢？
Who was this person?
就是对这个撒母耳一个人讲。
Only to a Samuel.
为什么对撒母耳讲？
Why only him?
撒母耳一生一世尽忠敏感顺服上帝。
He was a person that was faithful for his entire life.
年纪老，撒母耳走到耶西的家。
As an old person, he walked all the way to the house of Jesse.
一个身高望德高望重的人。
A person of God such standards.
一个终身侍奉上帝的神。
A man of God who served God all his life.
以色列全家的人都敬畏万分。
A person who was respected in the whole of Israel.
到耶西的家的时候。
When he reached the home of Jesse,
耶西吓死了。
Jesse was afraid.
这个人怎么忽然到我家里来？
Why did he come to my house?
有什么灾祸要临到我们呢？
Will we have some calamities?
耶和华透过他要对我们全家做什么咒诅呢？
Will God curse us through him?
所以他跑出来。
And so he came out.
请问你今天来是不是为平安呢？
and ask, do you come in peace?
是的，为平安而来。
Yes, I come in peace.
耶西才松了一口气。
And Jesse was relieved.
请到老人家坐下。
And ask him to come in.
再探探究竟是什么事情。
And try to find out what's happening.
撒母耳对他说，把你的孩子都叫出来。
Samuel says, summon all your sons.
耶和华要立你家里的一个人做王。
The Lord will anoint one to be king.
And
Jesse doesn't realize that this will happen. And so he was surprised. And he brought all his sons and called all of them. The seven of them came.
一个家能够马上叫七个孩子出来很不容易，除非三更半夜。
It must be difficult to summon seven sons at the same time. Unless it's in the middle of the night
they're
sleeping. In the daytime, how do you have seven sons around? It means that they probably are nearby. Also, they are very disciplined. And the family taught them well.
这些兄弟是顺服孝敬父亲的兄弟。
The brothers were obedient to their father.
所以七个都叫来了以后,
and all seven came.
一个一个走过去,
one by one, they passed Samuel.
最大的到第七个,
from the eldest to the
second. 从撒母耳的眼中间闪过去,
and they walked past Samuel.
年老的撒母耳眼睛是不是很昏花, 我不知道。
I do not know whether he has good eyesight.
圣经看, 做他, 一个一个看, 一直摇头说, 不是, 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 不是。
The Bible said he keeps shaking his head and said, not this one.
怎么会知道不是?
How would he know?
因为神在他心的感动,
he was sensitive to the moving of the Lord.
非常顺服圣灵,
he was obedient to the Holy Spirit.
不是这个,
so he said, not this one. Not this one.
不是第三个,
not this one.
不是第四个,
not the fourth one.
不是第五个,
not the fifth.
不是第六个,
not the sixth.
不是第七个,
not even the seven.
那没有了,
no more.
撒母耳, 既然七个都没有, 就回家死了。
But Samuel just go home.
如果这个神心里的人不在耶西家, 可能在耶东耶南,
maybe he's to be found somewhere else.
所以他要走了,
so he was about to leave.
不死心,
but he didn't give up.
他现在考验耶西是不是诚实,
and he wanted to see if Jesse was honest.
你家只有七个孩子吗?
He said, do you only have seven?
你还有没有别的孩子?
Are these all the boys you have?
先知做事是这样认真的。
A prophet is very cautious.
既然神感动我到这个家,
since the Lord moved me to come,
这个家不是向我敞开的,
and this is not just any old house.
你把七个孩子带出来是不是所有的?
Are these all your sons?
如果七个就是所有的孩子的话,
if these were all your children,
为什么神的感动不临到我呢?
Why was it that I was not moved by God?
如果神感动到我家, 这个家来,
if God moved me to come,
莫非你有一些孩子隐瞒不告诉我吗?
Maybe you have hidden some of your sons.
你还有孩子吗?
Do you have other sons?
对不对,你只有这七个孩子呢?
Are these all the sons you have?
这逼人的先知的口气是耶稣下了一道。
The prophet was very passionate.
还有一个小的在田里牧养。
And he said there's still the youngest.
小小的那个。
A small one.
哦,原来还有一个。
Oh, there's one more.
这就是父亲节要特别注意的一件事情。
This is something you have to remember on Father's Day.
父亲的孩子一多连名字都忘记了。
If you have many sons or children, you lose their names.
哪一个几岁他要一直算算才算清楚。
Sometimes you got to count before you figure out their age.
漏掉一个他也不在意。
Sometimes you don't even miss one.
这就是父亲跟母亲不同的地方。
This is the difference between a father and a mother.
母亲的孩子没有哭的就是知道可能裤子潮湿了要换尿布。
The mother will know that they have to change the diaper before the son cries.
做父亲的孩子剩下几天除非哭他不记得他已经做父亲。
The father sometimes forget all about the son unless he starts
crying. 还有一个小的，有有有，我记得还有一个小的。
There's just one more.
他很小嘛。
He's very young.
平常做完的都是长子。
You ought to be the older.
你的孩子都带给我看，带了七个还没有吗？
I already brought you seven.
原来神要最小。
But God wanted the youngest.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
扫罗是最大的。
Saul was the eldest.
最高大的。
The tallest.
神说我要最小。
But God picked the smallest.
你知道神与人在开玩笑吗？
Do you know that he is joking with men?
如果你用一个题目做作文，
if you use the title for your composition,
你找出圣经中间耶和华的幽默。
Find the humor of Jehovah God.
你会做作业里面感到很有兴趣。
It will be an interesting topic.
所以保罗明白这个事情以后，
although Paul understood this,
他就改名扫罗变成保罗。
He changed his name from Saul to Paul.
因为扫罗是最高的。
He knew that Saul was the tallest.
扫罗是最小的。
But Paul the smaller.
保罗是最小的。
Paul the smaller.
所以保罗改自己的名字从扫罗变保罗，他明白神这个心。
When the apostle Paul changed his name, he understood the will of God.
我父亲给我名叫扫罗。
My father gave me a name of Saul.
告诉我盼望做一个高头大马。
He means that my father wanted me to be above all men.
耶稣基督拣选我的时候。
But when Jesus selected me,
摔倒在地上。
He caused me to fall.
所以从那边开始，他改名叫做保罗，意思是最小的，不是最大。
From that day, he changed his name to Paul to indicate that he is the small.
你还有一个孩子吗？
Do you have one more son?
啊，还有一个我忘记了，那个小小的在牧羊的。
The youngest still tending the sheep.
你去叫他回来。
Summon him.
老撒母耳不知道等了几个钟头。
Samuel had to wait for a long time.
他给耶西误了这个重要的时间。
And the time was wasted by Jesse.
等着。
He waited.
因为神的旨意，你要等候。
The will of God demands that we wait.
大卫回来。
David comes back.
先知撒母耳在你父亲的家。
The prophet Samuel is in your father's home.
他要看你。
He want to look at you.
看我。
Look at me.
我这个小孩子他要看我。
I'm just a child.
这牧羊人他要看我。
I'm a shepherd.
我有什么好看？
What's so good about me?
为什么值得看？
What's the
problem? 大卫根本不觉悟自己是怎样的一个人。
David did not realize what he was to be.
他不觉悟自己的重要性。
He didn't realize his importance.
他不觉悟他有什么配的地方。
He was not conscious about his quality.
他不觉悟他有什么特别的地方。
He didn't know his special.
大卫才叫做大卫。
And that is what David was.
神心里人应当是这样的人。
This should be the case for those who are
close to God. 神已经谢了，你还感到自己不知道有没有满足主的心。
God is already pleased with you, and yet you do not know whether that's the case.
神已经预定了，你还不知道到底自己够不够资格。
God already selected you, you still do not know whether you qualify.
你尽了责任了，还以为自己很平常。
After you try your best, you still think you're normal.
一回来的时候
，When he returned,
撒母耳看见他
，Samuel looked at him.
是个小小的一个童年
，saw that he was a child.
是个俊美的孩子
，But we find appearance.
阳光焕发的一个少年人
，and handsome features.
耶和华说。就是他。
And the Lord said he is the one.
他就拿起膏油，把这个少年人高成以色列的第二个王。
And Samuel anointed the second king with oil.
那么高了以后，什么才登基呢
？When would he ascend to the throne?
以利沙伯女王是51年登基，52年按例才就加冕。
Queen Elizabeth ascended on the year 1951 and was crowned 52.
先登基。
First you ascend to the throne,
后加冕
then coronation.
大卫呢，先高摸，久久做不成王。
But for David, he was anointed for a long time before he ascended.
这是很麻烦的事情。
It is very troublesome.
因为神做事跟人做事是完全不一样。
The ways of God is absolutely different from man.
上帝先预定。
God elects.
然后慢慢把你带到你认为人的人你合格的地步。
And then bring you to a time where you qualify.
我们还不认识神以前。
Before we first know Him,
神已经认识我们。
God first knew us.
当世界没造以前
，Before we are made,
神已经拣选了。
God already elected us.
预定论的道理。
So the doctrine of election.
拣选的道理。
The selection of God.
旧约里面隐隐约约已经隐藏在里面。
It's already hidden in the Old Testament.
当撒母耳用膏油膏大卫做王的时候
，When Samuel anointed David with oil,
大卫是个童年。
David was a child.
那么是一个童年。
As a young child.
他什么时候才真正做王
？When would he be the king?
高利以后呢
？After anointing.
扫罗还在那里。
Saul was still king.
所以扫罗没有死。
He was not dead.
高了第二个王。
But the king was anointed.
中国人说王不见王。
The first king cannot see the
同时两个王
，You cannot have two kings at the same time.
不是产生了政治的紧张关系
，You will have political crisis.
不是产生老的对少的妒忌的问题
，There will be question of jealousy.
不是产生小的可能被杀害的危机
，Wouldn't there be a crisis of the young one being killed?
请问你知道不知道大卫等多久才真的上台登基
？Do you know how long David had to wait before he ascended?
罗伯斯大概多久啊？啊？是谁？
He waited 40 years.
大卫登基要等几十年。
He waited decades.
是神的作为。
This is the will of God.
等到扫罗死的时候。
He waited till Saul was dead.
大卫已经是相当一把年龄了。
He was pretty old by then for David.
我们看见他。
So we see.
大卫从最家里最小的，上帝把他选出来。
He was the youngest and God selected him.
要告诉人。
He tells us
神的权柄
that the will of God,
神的作为
the power of God,
神的智慧
the wisdom of God,
是在人的权柄中智慧之上
far surpasses the power and wisdom of men.
感谢上
Thanks be to God.
年少阳光焕发面貌俊美的少年已经被安民成了王了。
This young person, very handsome and had fine features, already anointed as king.
这是很危险的事情。
It is a crisis point.
年幼的王还在那里。
The king is still in existence.
这个被封作王的上面还有七个哥哥。
And he still has seven other brothers.
如果这个弟弟说，你知道我是封作王的吗？
If this youngest one said, do you know that I'm now the king?
早就定我做王的。
I am already anointed.
你们要听我。
You listen to me.
七个哥哥说，我是早定做你哥哥，我先杀死你。
The seven brothers would have killed him first.
所以这是很危险的事情。
This is a dangerous thing.
就像雅各偏爱约瑟。
It's just that Jacob was biased towards Joseph.
又是要被卖到埃及做奴隶。
In the result of it, Joseph became enslaved.
这个又是四个哥哥就继续不断迫害他这个弟弟。
The ten brothers of Joseph persecuted him.
大家很奇怪的。
But curiously,
全本圣经从来没有记载大卫受过兄弟逼迫的一句话。
The Bible did not record any incident of David being persecuted by his brothers.
耶西的家庭教育是很伟大。
It means that Jesse taught his sons well.
耶西整个家庭教育的原则都照着神的心意去做。
The entire principle of education in Jesse's family is according to the will of God.
家中出了一个合神心意的君王。
He had a king that was after God's own heart.
那我们来看看大卫做王的时候。
When David was king,
他清楚知道自己是不配的。
He knew that he was not worthy.
怎么这么拣选我这样的人？
How could I be selected?
我在家里面是最小最小的。
I was the smallest in the family. I'm not worthy.
我怎么可以被你选中？
How can I be selected as king?
这个自己感到不配的，才是神要使用的。
This was a person that God would use, a person who is conscious of his own unworthiness.
神用我们这些卑微、不够资格的人。
And God would use those who do not qualify.
显出他的恩典、他的能力。 或者靠人的自然的因素
to show that his grace and power is not dependent on the natural talent of men.
这些蒙恩拣选的人
and these people who were elected
清楚知道我们今天成了何等样的人
must clearly know that for what we are today
都是因为神的恩才成功
all this come about because of the grace of God.
让我们知足自己就没有任何可以夸口的地方
so when we look upon ourselves we know that there's nothing for us to boast about.
夸口要知足耶和华夸口
if we were to boast we want to boast about the grace of God.
这里面的教训丰富的不得了。
There are so many lessons here.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以大卫就被高作王了。
And David was anointed king.
那么这个反合性里面,
the paradox of this,
一方面感到不配,
on the one hand, he felt unworthy.
结果他听见神自己应许的话语,
but in the end, he heard the promise of God.
这是出于神的意思。
That this is from the will of God.
神所决定的,
God has decided.
上帝委任他作王。
God appointed him God.
神要与他同在,
God will be with him.
他听清楚呼召以后,
when he was clear about his calling,
这个不配的大卫变成大有雄心的大卫,
the unworthy David became a David of great ambition.
主啊你说什么?
What do you say, Lord?
你与我同在,
you are with me.
是你拣选我的,
you selected
是你告我做王的,
me. You anointed me king.
这是你的计划是吗?
This is your plan.
你要与我同在是吗?
You are going to be with me.
如果是的话,
if this is the case,
我就接受做王,
I accept the order.
所以很勇敢哦,
so he was
刚刚说不敢不敢, 好就接受,
suddenly he
accepted. 不但接受也, 他加一句话,
he added something
如果是这样的话,
else. If this were the case,
给我子孙世世代代不断人一直做王,
let my descendants become king.
刚刚不好意思接受，马上代代要做王了。
Earlier he was felt not worthy, but now he must be king.
我看大卫的这个心里面很也很敏感的感受神的恩典，马上抓住机会是很可爱的。
And he grabbed hold of the opportunity that God has given to him. When I was 17 and gave up my life to be a preacher, actually since 11 I have been giving testimony. But when I was 15 and 16, I believed in all sorts of theories and I was against God. But when I was 17, the love of God grabbed hold of me.
我哭得半死,
I wept very much.
整个衣服前面都是眼泪,
and my clothing was full of my tears, and I felt unworthy to be used by God. But I clearly knew it was the calling of God.
那一天到现在,
from that day till today,
45年又5个月,
45 years and 5 months. Not a single second had passed where I doubt his calling. Not a single second where I doubted whether I'm
the servant.
Not a single second where I relax myself not to work hard for God. And so I knew how David felt. this paradoxical nature of service.
我是不配的,
I am unworthy.
我是没有资格的,
I am not qualified.
我是卑微的,
I am lowly.
但既然你的应许来到了,
but since your promise has come,
靠着你, 我不会怀疑,
by your promise, I will not doubt.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God. This is how David was like.
第二样,
the second thing.
当大卫遇到困难的时候,
when David faced problems,
他听见非利士人的哥利亚来挑战以色列人。
When he saw the challenge of the Philistine Goliath,
以色列中间刚出去,